Okay, girls, I'm going to share a wee story from the Bible, one story we heard read for us for a few minutes. I wonder, have any of you ever seen this picture? Have you ever climbed a mountain? Wonder if you ever done that. Sometimes it can be very difficult to climb a mountain. There's some people from the church here and some others going to climb a big mountain in Tanzania very soon. Yes, some people have climbed a mountain. I remember many years ago, I wasn't very well. I was sick. And then about 4 days later, I went with some people to climb Slieve Donard. And that was a disaster. I got to the top, but boy, it was a tough, tough journey. And Jesus, in the story we're going to think of today, is climbing up some mountains. And it's a really tough journey, not because it's really steep, girls. It's really tough because Jesus is going up to Jerusalem to die. And he knows that, to die for the sin of his people. But on the way to Jerusalem, he had to go through the city of Jericho. And as he was going into Jericho, we see in the next picture, he saw this man. There's this man beside the road called Bartimaeus. And he was there begging. He was blind. He couldn't work. He couldn't do anything to help himself. And so he asked people for some money. And you know, boys and girls, we all are a bit blind. Maybe we can all see with our eyes. Some of us are a wee bit older. The eyesight maybe is not so good. But we're blind in a different way. The Bible teaches we're blind in that we don't see the truth about God, about ourselves, and about sin. Sin blinds us. And sin stops us to see how great God is, how bad we are, and how wonderful Jesus is as a Savior. So we're all a bit blind. Bartimaeus was beside the road, and though he couldn't see, he could hear. And he could hear there were lots of people passing by. And a lot of people were really, really excited. And so he asked, what's going on? Why is all this excitement? And in the next picture we see some people said to him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And Bartimaeus knew about Jesus. But you know something? See that name, Jesus of Nazareth? It's a very common name. It can be like, the name could be like John from Ahuckle, or Mary from Ballymena, or William from Newry. It's a very normal name. And Jesus of Nazareth just saying, Jesus was somebody quite normal. But Bartimaeus knew that Jesus wasn't normal. And the next picture we see, Bartimaeus started to shout out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And by using that name, son of David, Bartimaeus knew his Bible, and he knew the Bible promised that a great descendant of David would come, who would be a wonderful counselor, as a great teacher, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, who would rule on David's throne forever. And he knew that Jesus was this special person. Bartimaeus knew that because he was blind, an ordinary person couldn't help him. Girls, if somebody was blind, could you go up to them and make them see? No, you couldn't do that. It needed to be someone very special. And Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Savior who God had promised to come. And listen, girls, we all have this problem with sin. And sin will keep us out of heaven. And you know, an ordinary person is not able to deal with our sin. It takes one very special person who is God's son, Jesus. He is the only one who can take away our sin. And he is extra, extra special, girls. There's nobody more special than Jesus because he's a man, a perfect man, but he is also God come to save us. Now, when Bartimaeus shouted out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The people around him thought, Bartimaeus, you're making too much noise. Does that ever happen to you in GB? And the leaders go, shh, be quiet, shh, be quiet. But Bartimaeus wouldn't be quiet because he knew the only one who could rescue him, the only one who could save him was Jesus. And so he kept shouting, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He wasn't going to stop because he knew he had to meet Jesus. And then the people came to him and see the next picture, and they said this to Bartimaeus, cheer up. He, that is Jesus, is calling you. Jesus wants to meet you, Bartimaeus. Jesus loves you, Bartimaeus. Jesus cares about you. And that's why we have GB girls, to teach you that Jesus loves you so much. Jesus cares about every single one of you. Sometimes maybe we think other people don't love us that much. Listen, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. And it doesn't matter what you've done, whether you're a girl or an older person, Jesus does love you. And Jesus wants to meet with you. And that's why we're in church today. Jesus is here, girls. You can't look around and see him. You may look around and see somebody with a beard, but that's not Jesus. But Jesus is here. We can't see him because he wants to meet with girls and mums and dads and all sorts of people. And so Bartimaeus comes to Jesus. He's brought to Jesus. And in the next picture, Jesus says to him, Bartimaeus, what do you want? Isn't that strange? Jesus knows everything. Why didn't Jesus not just say, I know, Bartimaeus, you want to see? Why did Jesus ask Bartimaeus, what do you want? Well, this is why he asked Bartimaeus. He wanted Bartimaeus to admit what his problem was. And he wanted Bartimaeus to say that Jesus was the only one who could fix his problem. And listen, girls and older people, God wants us to admit that we have the problem of sin. And it's so serious, it'll keep us out of heaven. And we have to believe and say to Jesus, Jesus, you're the only one through your death on the cross who can deal with my sin. He wants us to admit that. Listen, girls, you will never get help for your sin until you admit that. Do you see when we're really healthy and we're feeling really well, do we go to the doctor? No, we only go to the doctor when we know we're sick. And we'll only come to Jesus to save us from our sin when we know we're sick with sin. And Bartimaeus says, Jesus, I want to see. He admitted that he was blind and he needed Jesus to save him. And immediately in the next picture, Jesus heals him. Can you imagine that, girls? Close your eyes. Imagine your whole life you could never see. Open your eyes. And all of a sudden you can see. Bartimaeus was filled with joy. He followed Jesus. He was praising God. And when we come to know Jesus and Jesus saves us from our sin, girls, it's not always easy. But we have a wonderful joy in knowing Jesus as our friend. And I wonder here, girls, today, has this happened to you? Has now, not that you've been blind and can see, but have you been blind in what you know about God? And have you come to see Jesus as your Savior? Have you come to know the joy of your sins forgiven? And listen, girls, without Jesus saving us and coming to take away our sin, we will never go to heaven one day. And you must remember that. And you have to come to Jesus and be like Bartimaeus. Don't give up. Keep going. Jesus, Jesus, until Jesus meets you. And Jesus saves you from your sin. I hope you will do that, girls. That is so important.